Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we are having Teresa singing In Better Hands and Roses Will Bloom Again, and in part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled See the Salvation of the Lord from Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 14.
My name is Teresa. Miss Rosie is my mother-in-law. I'm so glad to be here with her today and to be here with you guys. I love coming here. So great to praise the Lord here in a house where everybody loves Jesus. I want to share just a little something real quick before my first song. A few months ago, I have an 18-year-old son who just decided that I had raised him in the house of the Lord and he didn't want to be there anymore. He didn't want to see me anymore. He didn't want to talk to me anymore. Well, I gave that to God. I shed my tears and I finally looked at him and I said, you know what? I'm putting it in your hands because I know I raised him to love you and hopefully he'll come back to that. Last week, I got a phone call. Mom, I'm in trouble. I need your help. And he came back. And I said, thank you, Jesus. So this song says it all.
There is hope when my faith runs.
Thank you. This next song, I think I've been singing this since I was my daughter's age, but I keep coming back to it because I just love it.
Made a challenge last week. I'm going to make another challenge this week. You hear me out. If you get on Facebook this week and if you can't post something that exalts God and lifts up somebody else, then don't get on it. make sure everything that you say and put out there, you're speaking to the whole world. Amen. It's just not the little group that's in your little group. You're speaking to the whole world. And if your conversation is not glorifying to God, then you know what your conversation is glorifying to? The devil. And the work of the devil. God is only going to be glorified when we lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. And we need to lift up that name because that's the only name worthy to be praised. Amen. Let's go to the scripture. Exodus 14, 10 through 14. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, here we go, here's that spirit of emotional bitterness and lashing back. Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that he did tell us, tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, ha, diggity dog, amen, fear ye not, whew, amen, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today, not tomorrow, not next week, not on time delay, right now, show to you today. Ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Amen. We may be living in a dark time, but I'm glad we still have the light. Amen. We may be living in a troublesome time today, filled with problems, but I'm glad that we still have on our side one who is called the problem solver. Our problem is we have the answer contained in the pages of God's Word, but we don't obey it. We don't heed the word of God. We're not obedient in what God has told us. We choose pleasure over the house of God. Mm-hmm. We choose sinful living today over righteousness and the holiness of God. Mm-hmm. We excuse away our commitment to God, and what we have are misplaced priorities. Mm-hmm. We rob God in the offering plate. We rob God with our attendance in His house. We rob God today with our pleasure over prayer. Mm-hmm. God said, you're stiff-necked and you're backslidden. Now, if you fit those categories, that's exactly what God... Don't you call me that preacher. I'm just telling you what God calls you, and I say amen to it. Because when you're putting anything ahead of God, your priorities are misaligned. Amen. So God said, you know, you need to get your heart and life right with Him. Maybe the spirit of the Holy Ghost conviction of God today will fall upon us today in such a capacity that we'll get back to these altars of repentance.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden Program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.